healthy life.
The love, friends? Can you feel the love? I feel the love in the air. Look at the calendar. 14th day of February. It's Valentine's Day. Are you feeling the love today? I hope so. If so, call us, folks. We want to share the love with you. Spread the love today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon with Todd Mitchell, 800-228-0550 with a very simple question. Who do you love? What do you love? And why? We can answer it. Todd and I will answer it right out of the chute for you. So we'll not just a toe in the water, we're going to go all in today on What's on Your Mind. But we want to know from you who you love, what you love, and why today on a special Valentine's Day edition of What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550. You can email your answers into us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I can't even believe this, but I just was on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page, and not one person has yet told us who they love or what they love. I don't know if they're... Is there a Bah Humbug version of Valentine's Day? Nice Cupid outfit today, too, by the way. Phil Parker told me that you were going to be wearing that today, and I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's Valentine's Day, so I've got my red K-Fire 550 shirt on.
It's very Cupid-like.
And we're heading to Velva for Valentine's today, later on this afternoon in the K-Fire Cafe. So
you're going to spread the love in Velva.
You know what I love? Seat warmers you don't have to unplug.
Oh, don't get me going. for anybody,
it's a sensitive spot.
Yeah, if anybody's missed this story, we better quickly explain. I have poor man's seat heat. It's the kind that you plug into the cigarette lighter. And despite great advice from the vast audience of the What's on Your Mind family of radio stations, 550 K-Fire, KCJB, KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo Moorhead, and KLTC in Dickinson, telling me, hey, Scott, even if you pick, you plug in your cell phone there, and it doesn't work when the key is off, if you have something you plug into it that has a switch on it, all that changes. They told me that. They warned me about that. But do you think I can remember that? And I'm digging the sea heat and all this cold, this polar vortex. You need the sea heat. So obviously I'm getting too old because I keep forgetting. And I had a dead battery again today. And Todd's
so the thing is, can Scott remember? Evidently not.
No. So I think here's the lesson I've learned from the whole ordeal, Todd. I've decided as I was having my day turned upside down. Very early this morning as a result of this particular incident, that I am not meant to have seat heat. And we will have a official removal of the very special Christmas present that my family did give me later today as part of the Valentine's Day festivities in the
house. Why can't you just learn to use it properly, then you wouldn't have that problem?
Obviously, that's not possible.
Or better yet, if you get a vehicle that's already got it, factory installed, it goes off and you turn the key off, you don't have the dead battery problem.
I don't have a relationship with Schwann Cadillac like Mr. STS does. CTS,
CTS. Yeah, CTS.
Super duper turbo.
It's not turbo. It's the 3-liter, but it is all-wheel drive, and it does have seat heat.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Mitchell is powered by Schwann Cadillac.
Exactly.
I have a used Ford and poor man's. Anyway, but folks, that's
maybe it's time for you to trade up and try to keep up with the Joneses here and have factory installed seat heat.
All right, you talk to your friends at Schwann Cadillac, and after you sell them a few more caddies, maybe we can pull that off. Anyway, folks, listen, we want to talk about the love today. So if you got a shout out to a one you love, who do you love? What do you love and why? That's what we want to know. It's also our Normal or Nuts Friday, and I think it's nuts that there's one state in the United States that doesn't have snow on the ground right now. It's Florida, for crying out loud.
See, we were talking about that earlier today, and everybody's saying Hawaii, and I thought, I would think that, but it can't be Hawaii, and it can't be Hawaii because that would be the obvious guess. Therefore, it has to be someplace else.
Hawaii has mountain snow, see? So Florida has no mountains, so Florida's the one state. Is that normal or is that nuts? Ask Al Gore and then weigh in with your answer here on the program. Okay, here's the number.
It's paying off for us, isn't it?
800-228-0550. Who do you love? What do you love and why? Carrie and Bismarck is first to go on What's on Your Mind. Happy Valentine's Day today to you, Carrie.
Well, thank you, Scott. And my shout-out is actually...
Carrie, are you there?
Hi, Scott.
Can we turn Carrie up, Dan? I'd like to hear Carrie. Hello, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. I'm feeling the love today, and thank you for calling.
Well, absolutely. Actually, my shout-out is to your co-host. He happens to be my fiancé, and I love him for more reasons than I could even say.
How about that? And the two of you have a very special day coming up in May, don't you?
We do, May 3rd.
Yeah, we have a special night coming up tonight, too, because there's going to be another ceremony tonight. Comedian Tommy Savage is performing at Dakota Stage downtown Bismarck. I had him on the K-Fire Cafe on Monday, and he informed me on the show. I was not aware of this, that he is actually has gone through the procedure to get to become an ordained minister. One of those online things, you know. And so he's offered to perform a ceremony for us as well.
He told us we can actually go through his ceremony, get divorced, and get remarried on May 3rd. But I don't think we'll do that.
Yeah, we don't have the marriage license yet anyway, so it couldn't possibly be an official ceremony. But it's got to start someplace.
All right, love you, babe.
Love you too, Carrie.
That was very sweet. Now the bar is very high for my wife. I wonder if she's listening. Carrie's just raised the bar now, calling the program with a Valentine shout out. You can't get any better than Valentine.
That's
you know?
Sweet. Thanks, Carrie.
Now, by the way, if you want to do this, you can do just exactly what Carrie did by giving a little shout out to the one you love, or just tell us what you love, who you love, and why. It's very simple. Come on. I mean, I know a lot of people think that Valentine's Day is just like a Hallmark dream, right? Or Whitman's candy made it up, you know, to sell more chocolate covered chippers. But I actually think it belongs on the calendar. I don't know if that makes me normal or nuts. But I think, do we say, hey, enough? I don't think we do. You know what I mean? And, am I going to say that to Todd? You know, love you, man. You know, no. But,
not in the same way, perhaps.
Right.
Why couldn't you say it, Scott?
Well, I just did. Love you, man. And I said it to Phil Parker earlier today. Love you, man. Wait, but it's a different kind of...
It doesn't count when you say, but I wouldn't say, love you, man. You can't use that as the love you, man, when right before you said love you, man, you said that you wouldn't say it.
All right. By the way,
Valentine's Day is not the manufacturer day. The manufacturer day is on the exact opposite of the year. Think 6 months ahead, and to be exact, Saturday, October 18th, sweetest day. Since we needed something on the opposite end of the calendar to also send out little hearts and little candies and flowers and stuff. That's what Sweetest Day is, not Valentine's Day. Day is the real deal here.
The real deal. By the way, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team is playing Miami of Ohio. University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team tonight, Ralph Engelstad Arena. Oh, would you
the University of North Dakota? I don't think they use that name anymore, Scott.
In case you hadn't noticed.
We carry that game here on the Clear Channel radio stations in Bismarck. So normally it would be on 550 tonight, but we have a Class B District 9 action tonight. But I do believe they've dropped that name. Maybe you missed that part of the news, but...
I love UND hockey. Sorry, I'll PC it up for Todd. I love UND hockey, and so tonight, my wife and I and two of our three kids are all going to be in attendance at Ralph Engelstad Arena watching, by the way, a new rival now that we have the NCHC, Miami of Ohio, which is a hot team. I mean, they're really good. This will be a great game. The Sioux, did he catch it, are in contention right now. There's a little log jam at the top of the thing, so I love Sioux hockey. I have forever. I was a public address announcer for 18 years in the old Engelstad Arena and then the new Engelstad Arena, and I have a great love for it. So, I mean, you can love things like that. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't love my wife. I love her. It's a different kind of love. I think that's what we're getting at. The point
so
is...
You're the sloppy romantic, then. You're taking your wife to a hockey game on Valentine's Day, so you're kind of the hopeless romantic type, then.
Well, it was her idea. She picked it, and Devon and I were doing it.
All right, fair enough, then. If she picked it, that's great. That would be pathetic if you decided, hey, honey, I love you. I'm taking you to a hockey game if she didn't want to go to it. But
well, her pick.
But
her
if she picked tonight, it, okay, and well, then she doesn't have to call in and express her love on the radio. She's taking you to a hockey game. That's love. Not every woman would do that.
There you go. Exactly right. By the way, I first met my wife at a hockey game. That started Maria becoming my wife. So there's and by the way, it was a Sioux hockey game as well.
The puck hit you in the head and you fell in love, right?
Exactly right. So we're going to do that. And tomorrow night, we're doing the couples night out. Little deal for our church. We're going out with some couples, and so we'll do the lovey-dovey stuff tomorrow night. Tonight, watch a little Sioux hockey. But I love that. I want to know what you love. So does Todd. We love you, the listeners. And we love all the generous donors of Giving Hearts Day that put them over $5.4 million yesterday.
Right.
Thank you for that as well. That's some serious love. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes, and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
I don't wanna let you go. You are in no hurry. Oh no, this one's called Love as Choice. Never know you wanna really feel so nice or sponge. I don't wanna let you go.
Love Sponge. Ladies and gentlemen, a little Valentine's Day edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. We ask it for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. So if it is Valentine's Day, you want to tell us who you love, what you love, and why, that's great. If you have something else on your mind, we have an actual real program today with real newsmakers, including the governor, Jack Dalrymple, who will join us at the top of next hour. We're going to talk pipeline safety and a new natural gas pipeline. Some are calling a game changer. The propane shortage. Oil patch communities want more dollars. And what's the governor's response to that? And, of course, get an update on the extraordinary places proposal as well. So a lot of ground to cover. We'll have the governor for one segment today in the second hour. Then we also have the director of Health Policy Impact and Exchanges for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. We had a caller a couple of weeks ago. It's in the last couple of weeks. I forget when. Called, walked us through an unbelievable situation of losing health insurance for a family. It was extraordinary. And he's literally going to be dropped by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Explained why, and it has to do with Obamacare, so we're trying to get that listener answers, but in general, just anybody answers about all the changes that are coming. So we look forward to that coming up later on in the program. Our telephone number is 855-200-1776. You press 1 to leave us a message. You can do that anytime. Maybe if you're a little shy on this whole love question thing, it'd be an easier way to do it. Just pretend you're talking to your sweetie. 855-200-1776, press 1 and leave us a message, or press 2 to go live on the air. And here is a listener that called during the break. Well, I can't have the love sponge going, can I? Love sponge is done. But here is a caller that joined us during the break with a comment. John from Grand Forks.
Hey, Scott, Todd, John from Grand Forks. Here's one person that really needs to feel the love today. So many of those people that called in yesterday during the hour with Congressman Kramer ought to send him a Valentine's card today. He needs to feel love. So many of those calls are darn near embarrassing, you know. We just can't find anybody that is so conservative that we can love them all the time, you know. And that's an impossible feat. So... anyway, that's my rant. Have a good day, guys.
All right, so John is saying that Congressman Kramer didn't get enough love yesterday, and I know I had to leave for the last segment. There were some, you know, obviously a lot of the focus was do more, take on Obama, do more. But I thought Congressman Kramer, by the way, answered it very well and asked some good questions back of some of the folks that were challenging him. Did it get Todd a little more edgy after I left?
I don't think it got really much more edgy. You know, some people had points and realized, okay, the congressman wasn't going to be able to stay past the top of the hour. But they got on and had their say. I don't think it got more edgy. But, yeah, it's sad that we waste the congressman's time with one point over and over and over when it's like, okay, he's got that point. Any other points? I'm sure the other side of it is, yeah, but we want him to hear from each of us just how serious we are. Okay, well, I think he heard it now. And not sitting here disputing or whatever, but the fact of the matter is we get a congressman's time for an entire hour. He's not obligated to do that. That's not one of those things where he gets elected and he has to give us an hour of time. He does it because he wants to, because he wants to do a good job, and he wants to hear from us. But if we waste that time, hey, who knows what... you know, his giveth might be taken away, too. So let's be careful with that.
One of the listeners, made the point, I'm not going to vote for you again because, in this case, of his position on the impeachment question. And, you know, I wish we could retire that line. Quite honestly, of conservatives upset with conservatives or conservatives upset with, you know, on all sides. You know, in other words, if you don't like something Heidi Heitkamp is doing, I would... explain why you differ, engage in the topic, but not play the, I'm never voting for you again. You know, I mean, it's just kind of a really petty thing to do and say. It's sort of like, I'll take my ball home and I'll go, you know. Look, if that's your viewpoint, great. Engage on the particular topic that has led you to that opinion. But, you know, I don't know that. I think they hear that so much that it really doesn't affect much change anyway. It really doesn't.
And, it goes back to, like, high school debates. What would your debate, I mean, maybe you didn't, for anybody who didn't take debate, I mean, just think about it. You have to come up with the intelligent argument, the intelligent statement, and not just, like you say, Scott, take your ball and run home. That's the lazy way out.
And I would happily be the punching bag today, but I have to tell you, if you look at what the House Republican majority has done, now again, they have, they control one half of one third of the government, okay? Because there's the executive branch, that's Obama. There's the Supreme Court, and that's, you know, more folks that lean to the left than lean to the right. Then there is Congress, right? And Harry Reid's got one side, and John Boehner's got the other. Democrats on one side, so they have one half of one third of the government. But with that, and by the way, if you think I'm all wet and crazy and nuts, you're more than welcome to call and use me as the punching bag today. But here's what I'm about to say. Because of the House Republican majority, a number of Barack Obama's priorities have been stopped. Let's just think of about a couple of them. Extreme gun control legislation. Many folks called this program, called Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She was a swing vote on it. Guess what? She didn't give Barack Obama what he wanted on that, and the House Republicans started legislation that ultimately passed and or was stopped. You got to give them credit for that. Elimination of the Bush tax cuts. Remember, they wanted to get rid of those. Card check. That is the biggest victory for big labor in decades, folks. And the House Republican majority stopped it. Importing terrorists to American soil by closing Guantanamo Bay. Remember that beauty? Trillions of dollars in more stimulus spending. All of this stuff was proposed by the Obama administration and had support in the Senate, sometimes passed. Karchek did pass, as a matter of fact. How many scandals have been swept under a rug? Like the IRS and the lavish government conferences? There is an all-out assault on an industry very important to North Dakota, the coal industry, in the United States Senate and by the Obama administration. And we have the president himself who uttered the words, here's what we'll do, we'll bankrupt coal companies and we'll have electricity rates necessarily skyrocket. That was the exact quote of then-candidate Barack Obama, and his EPA has carried that out. A war on coal. Heidi Heitkamp acknowledges that. As a Democrat, she calls it a war on coal, did on our program. Well, guess what? What the Senate wanted, what President Obama wanted, has not happened. The environmental regulations they proposed, the national energy tax they proposed, has not happened. Neither is amnesty. And last time I checked, Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker of the House. So I don't know. And again, I think the folks like Kevin Cramer and the other Republicans in the House deserve credit for that. That makes me nuts. You tell me I'm nuts. But what I heard from a lot of callers yesterday is it's not enough. It's not enough. And, you know, you're entitled to your viewpoint. We ask what's on your mind for a reason. Anyway, what is on our mind is we do love you as listeners of this great program. We do appreciate you. Met many of you at the Cape National Trade Show this week at the Bismarck Civic Center. Hear from you every day, whether it be by email, by calling, on Facebook posts. We do sincerely appreciate you very much. Do appreciate your generosity in the Giving Hearts Day. Yesterday, we talked a lot about that. $5.4 million. That's got to be a national story. To raise $5.4 million for 200 charities in a period of 24 hours, incredible. So thank you for that. Now tell us what you love and why, and tell us if we're normal or nuts today on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Cenex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And love.
Remember this one? Love that show.
Yes.
I like the guy that said the
let it flow.
Little thing on the TV commercials promoting the show. Of it. Tonight on the Love Boat. Remember him? It's the radio version of the Love Boat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another listener waiting to weigh in.
I love you guys, man. Happy Valentine's Day. But I think the frustration with the American people is exploding. And I think that the American people need to reflect on who is not enforcing the oath they took to enforce the Constitution and our laws. And I think that we need to be going after the Democrats a whole lot more than anybody else, because it's their part, guys.
All right, I think we got the gist of that. But
I think that Kramer and people like that, you can talk to. They're doing.
You're breaking up there on us, brother, but I have the gist of it. I get it. People are frustrated. They're you're absolutely right. They are frustrated, and I get that frustration. Question is, what's practical? What do you do with it? Appreciate the call. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know, it is Valentine's Day. And some people think Valentine's Day is just about selling cards and candy. So we'd be curious if you celebrate it. Is it a day you appreciate the ones you love, or are you sort of the bah humbug? And it's all about spending money on cards and candy and, you know, all that kind
hockey
of stuff.
Games.
Two schools of thought. Well, hockey games, I love hockey. That's fine.
Those are Valentine's Day for going to a good hockey game.
Being with the one you love is what Valentine's Day is all about, isn't it?
There you
doing
go.
Whatever, you know. Yeah, exactly. So just tell us what you love and why. Today on the program, our normal or not survey questions today. 49 of 50 states in the U.S. have snow on the ground. Is that normal or is that nuts? Alex says it just sucks. Now, Alex, come on. It's a family program here. Miranda says, I'm no meteorologist, but I'd say that's pretty nuts. Benjamin thought it was Hawaii. It's not Hawaii. Believe it or not, folks. They have snow in the mountains. There's snow in them there mountains in Hawaii, so it's actually Florida. Charlotte wanted to know, which one doesn't? I know Hawaii does up in the mountains on the Big Island. You're right. Wendy says, interesting. Neither normal nor nuts. Okay. Kathleen says, we feel lucky in Florida. She's listening in Florida. How about that? Very interesting. Hey, Ken is calling driving Highway 200 by Turtle Lake today, one of our future What's on Your Mind destinations. We're looking forward to going down there. Shared a video from the folks in Turtle Lake with the sleigh rides and the little ponies on our Facebook page. Our cure for cabin fever this week, if you want to check it out, folks. But Ken, what's on your mind today? Welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Steve Bakken. I really miss him on the program. I miss his kind of antics and whatnot. Not cutting anyone down. It's not a bromance. I just figured I'd give him a shout-out since we haven't heard from him lately.
Well, we love him, too. He filled in for me recently and, of course, does Energy Matters on Tuesday afternoons on K-Fire, as well as you can hear him on 94.5.
Oh, really? I didn't know about 94.5.
Exactly right. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, tune it in.
I'll have to do that. Thank you.
When is Todd? Todd? When is Steve's time on?
3 to 7.
On the Country Giant there, 94.5.
Yeah.
Three to seven. All right.
Sounds good.
So we love him too, Ken.
But
absolutely. I got to call Smotsy on that. It's not a bromance. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Anything on your mind? What is it? We want to know. Please tell us. Ron says this whole snow thing, only one state without it, it's not normal. Jason has a very good suggestion. He says arrest Al Gore. There you go. Chad says global warming, LOL. And Scott says it's actually all George W. Bush's fault. He said at least that's what Ed Schultz believes. Yeah, he didn't fix that either. Curtis says, thou shall not second-guess Mother Nature. The 11th commandment, Al Gore's ancestors chiseled off the one tablet before Moses was able to hand down to his people. They passed that secret on, and one day their descendants used the fraud to become a big, fat, rich Nobel Peace Prize winner. And a bull in a china closet. But, hey, here comes the sun. All right, Randy and Bismarck, you're next. Tell us what's on your mind today.
Hey, Ron, it's great that we have the oil that's going on in the state of North Dakota right now. It's a huge benefit to our state. What I'm a little concerned about is that all these little spills that are happening on up in the Bakken, you know, Watford City, this latest one, the one that got to go 30 feet, bake the soil and clean everything out. There needs to be more, should I say, policing of these companies, because it's the little stuff that's going to trash the Western North Dakota. And it's already headed there. They got to change that around. More policing is definitely what's needed with these companies.
Randy, I think a sentiment you're expressing there has been said by many folks. In fact, Governor Dalrymple is joining us tomorrow. We've learned a lot since the spill on the Jensen farm north of Tioga. Did I say tomorrow? Sorry, there's no show tomorrow. He joins us next hour. Anyway, Governor Dalrymple will be here to talk about that, among other things. But I will tell you there is an unprecedented amount of reporting that goes on these spills. I mean, to the point where the equivalent of if you and I were brushing our teeth in the morning, and, a droplet, was flicked off the sink and ended up on the counter. The equivalent in oil spills is reported right now and tracked. In the case of that awful spill at the Jensen farm north of Tioga that certainly was on everybody's radar, the federal government dropped the ball. They had not done the monitoring that was necessary to determine that pipeline was in a state of disrepair, a acronym known as PHMSA. So total ball drop on the part of the federal government. Interestingly enough, the very same agency blew it when it came to the train derailment at Castleton caused by a soybean train headed west, ironically, running into a train with oil. But the tanker car regulations proposed 2 years ago, signed off by the industry, sitting on some bureaucrat's desk in Washington, D.C. So does more need to be done? Absolutely, without question. And we ought to demand the federal government get its act together when a state like North Dakota is providing for the energy security of the rest of the United States, that these things happen. The companies themselves have zero incentive to have a spill. None. Nada. It costs them money. It costs them bad PR. So I don't put all that on the companies. But they need to be regulated, and they are, and we monitor these things. So Randy hung up, but I wanted to get his opinion on the fact that we do know, and we'll ask the governor about it and welcome other calls on it, too. Sorry you didn't hang around to respond, Randy, but I appreciate the call and hope you call again. Paul in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. I just thought of, I'm going to let you know you're normal on the comment about Kramer and those guys. You know, if they wasn't doing the job they were doing, we'd be in a whole lot worse shape that we are now. So hats off to those guys, because it takes two to have a marriage, and you got to have some compromise. So I think you're doing good there. Hey, on the oil spills out there, it's just like anything else. We are moving a ton of oil. And it's just like driving down the road. You can't stop accidents going down the road. Things are going to happen, and I think the guys do a great job out there to contain it and keep it in line. And the love today, I love my family, my grandchild, and it's a great day.
There you go. How old's your grandchild, Paul?
He is 5 years old, and he is just the love of my life.
Where does he live nearby?
No, he lives over in Castleton, the Fargo area, and I'm up in Minot, so I don't get to see him as often as I like to, but he's a great guy.
That's awesome. Well, a shout-out to that grandson and all the rest of your family, and thanks for calling today, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
Who do you love? What do you love? And why? Give the shout-outs today, folks, on the program. It's a Valentine's Day edition, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The whole hour reserved for you to tell us what's on your mind. And we take the drive-bys. You know what a drive-by is, right? It's just where you talk and we listen. And you call our hotline 24/7 for the drive-bys at 855-200-1776. If you press 1 when you call, it records your message. And we get it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's like, all right, I'm tired of you yapping, Hannon. So I'm going to say what I want to say, and you're going to listen to the whole thing. That opportunity is available to you every single day right here on the program. Always appreciate the dialogue. If you press 2, we'll chat. We'll go back and forth. But if you want to say what you want to say, you can do that. And thanks, Paul, by the way, for mentioning families today. And, you know, speaking of the Bakken, let's just talk about that for a minute. By the way, Tuesday will be in Watford City. And Watford City is proposing a new school to Watford City voters. Here. It's actually about $50 million for the classrooms and the actual teaching part of the school, and there's $50 million in there for an event center and different athletic facilities that they're looking to build. And there's been a little bit of controversy over some people saying, what are you building, a Taj Mahal? They're not, actually. They're building just a regular school, same kind of school you'd build in Bismarck or Fargo or Minot or any place else. It costs a little more because of the Bakken premium, but we'll be out there Tuesday to talk about that. So extraordinarily important, I think, to the ultimate building of community. You know, if you look at the X's and O's of the oil and the natural gas and all the rich energy opportunity we have here, you know, the thing that will make it last for a long time, I had a conversation this week with someone that met recently with the head of Halliburton. And the head of Halliburton said the number one job in North Dakota is to build a sense of community, build schools, build churches, build homes, build apartments. Because you know what? This thing's going to last a long, long, long time. As in not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years, a long time, folks. This is generations worth of last. But you know what? We need people there. And to get good people there, we need their families there. And they're not going to be there unless they have homes to stay in, schools to put their kids in. You know, the days of crew camps and, you know, portable classrooms, that's fine for the build-up, the ramp-up. And we're in that mode, but we're coming out of that mode. So the love that caller has for his family is shared by 99.9% of the folks in the Bakken, and they want their families here, too, and so do we. We want them here because this is going to last. And that's why I'm going to Watford City on Tuesday, and that's why we all want that for every one of these communities in every corner of our great Northern Plains. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hold-on try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Today on Valentine's Day. Hi, folks. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Looking for that love getaway. Who do you love and why? I gotta give a shout out to my mom today on Valentine's Day, right? I love my mom. Aww. and my mother-in-law. How about that? To Jeanette.
Well, look at you.
To Jeanette and in Fargo and Besta and Grand Forks. There you go. I truly do love my mother-in-law, by the way. I mean, I love my mom. Obviously, I love my mom. I'm not here without my mom. She's what gave me life. But I love my mother-in-law. Do you think everybody could say they love their mother-in-law? I think it's probably a 50-50 coin flip, I'm guessing. I don't know, but I do.
Should be able to, but you're right.
Yeah. Jim and Bismarck, you're next. By the way, I should say we are brought to you this hour by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion, with a B, ladies and gentlemen, $30 billion in economic development. 60,000 jobs in this industry, and about 2,000 available and open right now. You know, this state works. Plus, of course, helping us get to energy security. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. Bring you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim and Bismarck. You're next on the program. Tell us.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the oil companies out in the oil patch. I drove frack truck hauling frack sand to the rigs, and I pulled onto a site one day, and my coolant, my engine was overheating, and I flipped up the hood, and before I could even do anything else, a worker from the site was over there with absorbent pads soaking up the coolant that was running out of my radiator. I mean, that's how careful they are on those sites and fuzzy. So they're doing their best, and things are going to happen. Just like in a hospital, doctors make mistakes. Things happen. And I'm just saying that they are trying their very best.
It's a good story, Jim, because I think it describes what happens regularly. I mean, they're prepared for it. There's all kinds of great innovation on cleaning it up and doing it quickly. And, you know, I mean, Steve Jensen's a prime example. I mean, Steve and Patty Jensen, the farmers in Tioga that have been guests of ours on this program. We were up at the NESA Consulting Service last month, did a live broadcast at the end of January up there. We had Steve on the program and visited with him and his wife later, actually, with Congressman Kramer and Senator Tom Campbell of Grafton, talking about all the things they've learned, and they being Tesoro. And they being, you know, university experts and academics that have come in. And of course, in that particular case, biggest spill anyone can remember. Thankfully, not over an aquifer or anything else. But there's a process. There's cleanup. It's being done, and they're learning things. But down to the tiniest of tiny spills, like in your case, some radiator coolant, they're prepared for it. So
exactly. All right. Thank you.
Hey, where are you from, Jim?
From Bemidji, Minnesota, but I'm working out here in the oil patch.
Do you is your family in Bemidji, or have you moved them out, or what are you?
No, I'm divorced, so I'm by myself.
You're by yourself. Well, how has it been in the way of a game changer for you as far as Northwest Minnesota's economy up in lumberjack country to Bismarck?
Oh, it's a lot different. There's a complete difference. There's no work to be had out there in Minnesota at all to speak of. Nothing that pays anything. So this is a godsend.
A godsend. It is indeed. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. It's the miracle. It's the North Dakota miracle. It really is. It's amazing to see how it's transforming lives. And, you don't have to go far to contrast it. That's why I like your example of Bemidji, Minnesota. I mean, the opportunities available to you in Bemidji are vastly different than they are in North Dakota as a result of oil and gas. And you're in Bismarck.
Exactly.
I was in Grand Forks Monday. It's a game changer in Grand Forks. Opposite end of the state, from the oil patch. So the oil patch is really everywhere. So.
You bet. All right. Thanks.
Good talking with you, sir. Appreciate the call very much. All right. Let's see what else we got for normal or nuts topics here today, because we have Governor Dalrymple going to join us at the top of next hour. And we're also going to try and get some answers for a listener on health insurance nightmares as a result of Obamacare. So looking forward to that as well. And we have other questions. Are there questions about school lunches and Minnesota taxing? I don't see those up yet on our Facebook page, but I'm working on a couple of other ones as well that you can weigh in on. Todd, I'm embarrassed to admit, I mean, look, to confirm what I'm about to say, that our question of who do you love and why do you love, I guess the actual question is who or what do you love most and why, right? Real simple question.
Right.
Not one Facebook response. Right?
Okay, but let the record reflect one very quick phone response.
Exactly right. And we've had a couple others on the phone, but I come on, share the love. And that was a cool call from Kerry, by the way. Let's get Dan and James down here. Dan, you got a minute before our break, and the minute is all yours. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the Kay McCarthy derailment and the governor talking about everything. My opinion would be the quality of the rail. You know, everybody talks about different things, but I worked in the railroad industry for a long time, and I think the quality of the maintenance and how the railroads are lacking in it.
You're saying that is more of a reason for train derailments and a better area for our focus rather than strengthening the rail car tankers, as an example?
How about the derailment in Medina this week? Why isn't that on the air? The television talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was mentioned. It was a news story. We had some folks call in about it, and there were others that have happened as well. But your point is, having come from the industry, the actual maintenance of the rail is the issue that needs to be addressed?
Yes, that's what I do believe so.
Sure. Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. Others, welcome. What's on your mind today? 800-228-0550. Governor Jack Dalrymple, when we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.